Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
An Erio's original.
Hello and welcome to Web Crawlers. This is one of our mini episodes, which is a smaller version of our larger episodes. I am Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stutt. And I'm producer Maria.
We all have a case of the giggles today, mostly because this is like my third take of trying to say this, and I just can't get through the intro today. What can you do? First and foremost, our listener, Chelsea, her beloved dog, Hank, passed away, and we just want to give a shout out to Hank.
She would walk in while listening to the show, and she's like, it'd be nice to hear his name while I'm listening to the podcast. So shout out, Hank.
Shout out to Hank. We're He's a huge fan of animals on the pod and pets. So we love you, Hank, and we hope you're listening to Web Crawlers in doggy heaven.
I hear if what, like, when I look at the, like, what do you call it? The numbers online.
That most of them are from dogs in heaven.
Yeah. Like, when I look like, oh, how many listens do we get in Europe? How many do we get in Asia? And then we get like a ton in doggy heaven.
I thought that. How many are from hell?
Oof. More than there are from heaven.
Yeah, more than heaven. So today's episode is, the other day, Melissa had recommended this documentary called Outcry, which was on Showtime. So I watched Outcry, and then after I watched Outcry, I found this show called Darknet, which is great. I highly recommend it. It's really cool. It's all about like the dark net and things you can find there. Really scary stuff, obviously. Some stuff that we've discussed on our podcast. And then one of the episodes is about people who implant chips into their own bodies. Like, they want to be more like robots, and they do things
I
like
implant chips into my own body too.
Doritos.
Whole bags of them.
Yeah. So they'll do things like implant like their gym membership cards and like their
I want your shoes, your boots, and your Doritos.
They're just like really nuts. So anyways, they're implanting RFID chips into humans, and this episode is all about that. So we thought that we would get into it, because it's like, is this the future of technology, or is this some horrible craze that needs to be stopped immediately? Melissa, what is an RFID chip?
It's, I want your clothes, I need your clothes, your boots, and your motorcycle.
What is that from? Terminator?
Terminator! Okay, anyway. What's an RFID chip anyway? So it stands for Radio Frequency Identification. It's a tag, a label, or a card that can exchange data with a reader using radio frequency signals. And it usually has either like a built-in antenna or a circuit that can send and receive radio waves and signals. And it's very similar to a barcode because like it also works with a scanner or a reader, although it has a much wider scope.
Well, it's like when they microchip dogs, right?
Exactly. You can use it for almost anything.
It's like microchipping humans.
Yeah, you can tag your luggage. One of my cats has a chip inside of them. And also,
yeah, dogs do. Yeah.
Yeah, dogs do. And also, you probably already have a personal RFID chip that goes with you everywhere. It's in your credit card.
Oh, yeah.
You know, chip readers. So we all have them already. So the first ever human to receive an RFID microchip implant was a British scientist named Kevin Warwick. He was also known as Captain Cyborg. And he got this in 1998.
What a dork. I bet he gave himself that name.
I know. His microchip allowed a computer to track him as he walked through the halls and offices of the Department of Cybernetics at the University of Reading, using a unique identifying signal emitted by the implanted chip. So he could operate doors, lights, heaters, and other computers without lifting a finger. Like he could just wave
his hand. It's like the original Alexa.
Exactly. And since then, the technology has been made commercially available, and thousands of people have implanted RFID chips. For example, groups of people have been meeting at implant parties, often organized by larger companies, and it's especially popular in Sweden, where more than 4,000 people can open doors with only lifting their hands. The Swedes are like huge.
That's what's so the point? Weird.
It's what's the point?
It's cool. You don't have to have like a credit card. You don't have to have keys to unlock your car. You can unlock your house.
This seems so stupid.
I think they just want to like be streamlining everything. Yeah. But I think it's so scary. We're losing touch with humanity.
So they're usually implanted in your hand between your thumb and your index finger on the back of your hand. Like it's, I guess, right here, kind of.
So you have to go like this. So you go.
Uh-huh. And it could transmit your identity as you walk through security checkpoints, or you could use it to ride public transit. You could check out at a grocery store instead of using a credit card, or even during a medical emergency.
I would like this eggplant.
Yes.
And in a medical emergency, what you...
During a medical emergency, the EMTs could scan your hand and find out medical data, like your blood type or your allergies. So, like... In that way, it's kind of useful, I guess.
Where you could just wear a medical bracelet.
All the time, yes, you could. But they can only store a little more than 1,000 bytes of memory. So in most cases, you'd have to choose what to use the chip with. You could unlock your garage.
That's embarrassing.
I know, unlock your door, store your bank info, et cetera.
So in this Darknet episode, it introduced us to Rob Spence, a.k.a. Iborg, which is how we got interested in this.
Iborg.
That's how I got interested in this episode in the first place. So this guy...
His name's Iborg?
Iborg.
Yeah, well, you'll figure out why in a second. In a second.
But can I just really quickly ask a question? There's guy that calls himself Mr. Cyborg, and then there's this guy that calls himself
Captain
Iborg.
Captain Cyborg, and then Iborg.
Yeah.
Are you out of, what is going on? Why is that like the name it's to cool. have when it comes it's to these chips?
Borg. I don't know. It's definitely not Borging.
Allie.
He damaged his eye as a kid, and so he had a glass eye. And so he was like, okay, wait. So he damaged his eye as a kid when he took his grandpa's gun and shot a pile of cow shit, and he wasn't holding the gun correctly, and he lost his eye. So
in the Christmas story, when he's like shooting an icicle, and he hits his eye.
But he was shooting at cow shit?
At cow dung, I guess.
He was a kid.
They do that, though. They fire cow dung into the air, and then they shoot at it.
Oh, like...
Yeah.
Well, no, I know that's what this podcast is. It's flying cow shit, and we're just shooting at it.
It's like play shooting.
Thanks. Thank you. Thank you, producer. Maria. Thank you to the woman who produces this podcast. Anyway, so we got a glass eye And then he was like, I should upgrade it or biohack it. And he turned the eye into a camera. So he installed all this equipment in it, and basically he like live streams through his glass eye, and he's like constantly just recording data his glass eye all day long.
But there's a light that's on it that comes on.
Yeah, you can see
that sees when you record. I think he wanted that so like people didn't think it was creepy.
And how does he upload it? Or whatever.
I think it goes to his computer, or like it just, I think it's, he can only record Bluetooth, I think, or an something. Hour and a half at a time, I think. And then he has to like erase it or something.
Well, that works for Allie because she takes a nap every hour and a half. So she could do perfectly with her schedule.
It really does. But I think it was really like, I can imagine him using that for sex stuff or something inappropriate or weird.
Well, yeah, that's essentially why all these guys do this anyway. It all turns to sex.
It always turns into something weird. Because one of the other episodes is about like sex robots who are having like cognition, like they can talk to you, like these silicone sex dolls.
They've become self-aware.
Yeah, they've become self-aware, and you know, I don't know. It's just technology is never going to end up going in a direction that's entirely beneficial for us.
No.
Yep.
Anyways, then there's this. Melissa, what's this? Melissa seeing glass eyes as a kid.
I saw someone pop out their glass eye when I was a kid. When I was like 15, I worked as a corn detasseler.
That's tight.
Okay.
And we would have to take a
bus more.
We'd have to take a bus.
Where were you? Were you in prison?
No, I was in Michigan, and you could make, I think you made like $7 an hour or something. It was like way more than like minimum wage, but I had to wake up at like 5 a.m., meet at this bus, and they would drive us like to Indiana, like an hour long bus ride to these like cornfields. And you would just go out in the cornfields and you would take like the tassels off the corn. Like you would just walk through the fields and like pulling off the.
Honestly, that sounds like my dream job.
No, because
it wasn't good.
It's wet. The corn is wet in the morning, and you're supposed to wear long pants because you get corn rash. You have this thing called corn rash because it's all rubbing against you. But then it gets so hot and you're just walking through this field, and I just got the worst sunburn of my life. And I did it for like a week.
Oh my God.
But on the bus ride home, there was this guy. He was like 16 or something. I thought he was like really cool, and he had a glass eye, and he's like, you guys want to see my glass eye? And like he popped it out, and he like showed everyone his glass eye, and I was like, no, like traumatized.
What did his socket look like?
There was just nothing there.
That's crazy.
So that's the time I saw a glass eye after corn detasseling. I was 15.
Jesus Christ. It was a life changing. Between that and the corn rash.
Yeah.
What a day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what a day is right.
Another thing is there's this guy in the documentary who has every day of his like adult life since he got into biohacking and all this data collecting. He puts a camera on his collar and he records his entire day every day. All of his like basically it's like what the Apple Watch does. He wears a few different kinds of.
There's a ring. Two
data collecting services. So he wears like the Apple Watch. He has his iPhone. He does video collection and then like something else. And at the end of the day, he inputs all of his data into a computer to like track his like steps, his breathing, how many times he blinks in the day, like how many interactions he has during the day. Yeah. And he just collects the data all of his days every day through the years.
Yeah. It's crazy
because he's like the most important thing that we have as humanity is data. Yeah. It's just so crazy. These people are just incredibly interested in just collecting data and becoming more like AI. Like they just want to become computers.
They want to be like robots.
Yeah. And it's happening mostly, like we said, in Sweden because they have a lot of technological advancement. Thousands of people there have already inserted these microchips in an effort to like speed up their daily routines. so they could just access things easily, like just swipe their hands to do things, turn things on easily. The procedure allegedly costs $180.
Yeah.
And some people are doing it alone.
Yeah.
By themselves.
Yeah.
Which is disgusting on this website.
Yeah, dangerousthings.com.
Which is like, that should say enough.
Yeah, you can
if the URL is like you're gonna hurt yourself.org, like don't go there.
Yeah, you can buy these little implants and then these kits that they send you, like a I don't know, like a scalpel type thing, but like they send you all of the equipment and you perform your own surgery.
Yeah, it's like a numbing solution, the scalpel, the stitches, the sutures, stuff like that.
The needle that you just like...
The chip.
Insert it underneath your skin and it like tells you how far down to go.
If you're listening to this podcast, don't do it.
No.
We're not advertising. We should like bleep out, I mean like not literally, but we should bleep out the URL because like do not do it.
Yeah.
It's bad.
And on the website, it says the pain level of the implantation of the chip is that of a bee sting or giving blood.
I doubt. I promise you.
If you're basically poking your skin and inserting this thing, like how do you know if you're not a surgeon, how do you know how deep to go, how far in to go, if you're like hitting muscle or nerves or like that seems so crazy.
Yeah. You're not poking your skin. You're cutting into your flesh, inserting a foreign object, and then stitching yourself back up. That is not a bee sting or getting...
Yeah, but you can buy some of these things for like $100, like $100 to $200. You can buy these things.
That's insane.
And then what do you do when like you go into a coffee shop and you lift up your hand and they're like, what? And you're like, no, just scan this.
And they're like, scan it with me. What?
Yeah, scan with what? You're supposed to insert the chip. What are you talking
about? Yeah, like every place you go has to have the same technology able to scan your chip. So like it seems very limited.
I know.
Yeah, it's everything's about this just is incorrect. Nothing about this is right.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
So there's, of course, there's a lot of problems. So although these RFID chips are not powerful enough to be tracked, just as dogs can't be tracked when they wander off or to connect to any satellite, some people are worried about the possibility of corporations controlling them. So what if they could track users?
Yes, King, that's the main thing.
Like, would you want a chip in your hand if you could tell for how long it took you to have a shower or go to work?
No.
No. And since most chips are offered to big companies, it's just a matter of time until it happens anyway. But like, we carry our phones around with us everywhere anyway, you know?
Yeah. And that's tracking where we're going and what we're doing and GPS.
Yeah.
But still, it's like, you know that one day you put that chip in you and then one day it's going to revolt somehow. It's going to
become self-aware, like Skynet.
Become self-aware, yeah, and become some sort of like rage implant or make you kill someone or...
Like Jeff Bezos is going to hack it or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like there's no reason that anyone should be doing this. No. It is crazy.
It's so interesting to see how far people will go for convenience. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like it saves you like such a small amount of
like just taking a car key out of your purse to open your car.
Yeah.
It seems weird.
Yeah.
You guys have seen that show Years and Years on HBO. It's like a miniseries.
Mm-mm.
But they have this, and it's called Upgrading, where like one of the daughter on the show gets a phone implanted in her hand. So like her hand is a phone, so she can like talk on the phone. But then she gets like an eye thing.
She can't, that's still not hands-free.
That's
correct.
So she
couldn't drive.
That's correct. It's even worse. You got to hold up your hand. You can't just put in your earbuds.
Yeah. It's all hand.
It's all hand. So then there's obviously the problem of hacking. So some biohackers say it's very easy to hack an implant, but so far there hasn't been any instances of it happening yet. But on the other hand, there was a person who used a chip embedded in his hand to hack into other people's phones. So like that might be a bigger concern.
Oh my God. Like people with the chips hacking into other people.
Yeah, it was an experiment. It wasn't like a hacker doing it, but it was just to see if he could do it. And he was able to like open someone else's phone. And then,
Jesus Christ,
what if someone is trying to like break into your house and they just cut off your hand to get your RFID chip to like break into things?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's such a good idea for like someone who needs your password. On your phone, like if they've kidnapped you, they could just cut off your finger.
Yep.
Oof.
They could.
Do you think, and this is, as I'm thinking about this question, it's making me kind of sad because I don't think it's the case, but I'm thinking like all of this will kind of be cyclical and then we'll just like at some point be like, no, let's just all go back to like farming and no technology or whatever because it's getting so out of hand. But then I think like, no, the younger generation of like millennials and stuff, I'm not sorry, Gen Zs and stuff, it's like they grew up with it that they don't see the danger of it. So it seems like it'll never seem too out of control to the youngest generation.
Have you watched The Social Dilemma?
It's so scary.
No.
Oh.
Is that what it's about?
Yeah. It's basically about how...
It's just about how, like, you're the product.
Yes.
Yeah. And what a product I am.
Yeah. And, like, no one's buying this. Facebook and Instagram and, like, Twitter, they're designed for you to be addicted to them. I guess I didn't really know how much Facebook, because remember on Facebook, you would get like random notifications. It's like, oh, your friend joined Facebook or like you're celebrating this many years. Like you just get random notifications. Mm-hmm. It's because you haven't been on Facebook for a while. They're like, how do they draw you back in?
Oh.
They're like, oh, we'll send them a notification. Oh, we'll send them this. Oh, this person liked your photo. Oh, that like they don't send them all at once.
Yeah,
they
crazy.
Wait so they can draw you back in.
God, it's scary stuff.
Yeah. So now there are some real life cyborgs. Okay. Captain Cyborg. He's the, the British doctor. He's a cybernetics professor. Oh, so what's crazy about this guy is that he also gave an implant to his wife so that when someone grasped her hand, the man was able to experience the same sensation in his.
What?
Yeah.
What?
I don't know why. That's crazy.
This is like a Black Mirror episode.
Yes. Yes. He's the founder of Project Cyborg, using himself as the guinea pig on a mission to become the world's most complete cyborg.
Fucking freak show, dude.
And then there's a guy named Jesse Sullivan. He was electrocuted and he lost both of his arms. And this led to him becoming the world's first bionic man.
Okay, so that's like a little bit of a different story.
Sure, yeah. So the Institute of Chicago offered to replace his arms with robotic prosthetics. He was fitted with a bionic limb connected through nerve muscle grafting, and he has control over his limb with his mind. So when he thinks about lifting an arm, certain muscles in his chest contract instead of muscles in his original arm, and the prosthetic interprets that, and it moves in a certain way. Also, he can feel temperature as well as how much pressure his grip applies. So that's like...
That's cool. But that's the same as a regular arm, though. Like, our brain is like, I want to lift my arm up, and then we lift our arm up.
Yeah. So that's like an instance of it, like, being very useful, where the technology is cool.
Then there's Jerry Jalava. Great name. He's a Finnish programmer, and he had a terrible motorcycle accident, and he lost his left ring finger. He decided against traditional prosthetics and had a 2 gigabyte USB port embedded in a prosthetic. That is so weird.
Yeah, so he could just like plug his finger into a computer and like download shit on it and just have the USB drive. But now it's like USB is now like USB-C on Macs. So like USB isn't even being used.
He's just going to have to keep getting extensions.
He's going to have extensions on it. It's going to be like different stuff. He's going to have like a witch finger.
What happens if he ever wants to get married? He's going to have to put a ring on his USB port?
Yeah.
It's horrible. Then there's Neil Harbison. He was born with extreme color blindness, and he can only see in black and white. He has an iBorg antenna planted in his skull. He's an activist for trans species rights, meaning like robot human, I guess.
What? Trans species rights.
That's a thing?
I bet you that that means like AI, human AI stuff.
Jeez. Very real but seemingly rare identity in which someone considers itself a species other than it's perceived or is genetically.
Species?
Like, I don't think this guy thinks he's half lizard. Like, I think he probably thinks he's half, like, bionic.
Oh, it's a field of psychology that states that humans and non-human animals share commonalities in cognition and emotions. That's trans species psychology. That feels like just, like, animal rights. I don't know. Who knows?
So his antenna sends audible vibrations through his skull to report information to him. This includes measurements of electromagnetic radiation, phone calls and music, as well as videos or images, which are translated into audible vibrations. His Wi-Fi enabled antenna also allows him to receive signals and data from satellites. He also has a bowl cut. To be honest, he like kind of looks... He looks like he's just like a musician. He looks like he's in an indie band or something.
He has like just an antenna implanted in his skull and just like kind of hangs out like an ant that has like food.
I don't need this person to exist. I don't need them anywhere. That seems crazy to me. He had an antenna implanted in his head and it dangles over his face.
Well, it fixes his color blindness.
Yeah, Maria.
I don't care. I don't care.
I feel like he could have done the same thing with a pair of glasses that had
yes,
that.
Yes, he could have, but he wants attention.
Yeah.
Yeah. Elon Musk also has a Neuralink implant. He's developed it. This chip could potentially be used to restore eyesight, hearing, and limb movement. In addition to addressing diseases that affect the brain, this device could be implanted directly into the skull to enable electrode threads to interface with certain areas of the brain. I don't trust anything Elon Musk does. I'm just going to say it.
Wow, breaking news here.
I don't... The thing with Elon Musk is like, I think he's a total douchebag, but like all auto company CEOs are terrible. And at least he's making a car that's like runs on, you know, renewable energy. Like at the very least, he's not.
Yeah.
Like,
so is the Prius.
Yeah. And Toyota's perfect, Allie. They never done anything crazy.
Okay. But if the Prius guy was like, I'm going to create an electrode to stick in your head, I'd be like, no thanks, Prius.
I think it's good for like people with diseases or like.
Yeah. If it's used, here's my take on this stuff. If there are lines drawn that are going like, hey, there's stuff that can be implanted yes. in the body and the brain, and all of this can be used for medical purposes to help people who are sick or have disabilities and all that stuff. But it's the fact that any person can go out and just be like, oh, I'm going to do this, or I'm going to make something that can be bought by a corporation or anything like that, where I go like, whoa, slow down. No. This can get out of hand, and this is freaking me out, and your antenna is not okay. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, yeah, because it's always going to be used for evil. Anything good that's made in the world.
In the wrong hands.
Jeff Bezos takes it and is like, I'm going to make $1 billion off this because he's evil.
He needs to give away some of his money. It's like now it's getting to the point of like,
I don't know what the fuck that guy's doing.
It's what crazy. Is he doing with his money?
I don't know. What is he doing?
Give it away. Give it away.
Give it away.
Give it away. Give it away now.
Jeff, give it away.
Jeff is one of our listeners. So, Jeff, if you're listening, Jeff Bezos, give it away.
In the words of Anthony Kiedis.
Give it away, give it away, give it away,
give it away now.
On that note, if you have any thoughts or theories about chip implants, Melissa, where can people reach us?
Would you implant a chip? Email us.
Email us.
At webcrawlerspod@gmail.com. Let us know, would you do this? And what would you use it for?
You know what's interesting?
What?
Is I'm looking at pet adoptions online. Oh, and God. This dog is from Norco, CA, which I don't understand where that is.
Northern California.
But that's what Norco stands for?
Oh, Norco? I was thinking NorCal.
Well, anyways, it says Norco, CA. And then so I went to the Norco, CA adoption site, and it says Horsetown, USA. So do you think that means they have a lot of horses there?
Probably.
Yeah, why don't you look it up?
I don't know. If you have any theories about this, also, you can email us. Email us in if you're a listener from Horsetown, USA. Anyways, I am Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
I'm Melissa Stettenborg.
And I'm Maria Blasucci-Borg.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Original.
Powered by Acast.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.